I'd say about 20% Negroes and probably 25% Mexicans. And when I was a child, I'm talking about.
Although, when you're eating chicken, the bone like this.
Which bone? A pulley bone.
Huh?
I've heard it called pulley bone.
What did y'all call it when you were little?
Wishbone.
Do you ever hear any stories about that?
Oh, we used to break them and make a wish, you know, and one that got the longest piece was supposed to get their wish.
Do you ever hear a name for the longest piece, for the smallest piece of the... What was the biggest building on a farm?
Oh, the barn is a roof.
What would it look like? How would it be designed?
Well, it was built similar to a house, but usually it was real high where they stored hay up in maybe the top of it and milk cows in the bottom of it.
What did they call the fenced-in place around the barn where the animals could walk?
Oh, just cow lot. Cow pen. Cow lot.
What about where they turn the animals out to graze?
Oh, that's a pasture.
And the place where you store corn would be in?
Corn crib.
And a place for grain.
Well, I don't know. I've heard them called granaries.
What does a granary look like?
Well, I don't know. It'd be just like a corn crib.
Just
a place to, a building to put this grain in.
Did many people around here have granaries? Or is that from a different area mostly?
No. A lot of them had corn crib. Everybody had cows and chickens because the milk, that's the only way they had to get milk in those days and make butter and maybe quite a few of them had hogs. But we never did, but we had cows and chickens, though, and a horse. When I was real small, that was the only means of transportation, was a horse and a wagon, a horse and a buggy.
Where would the horse be kept?
Oh, usually in your lot.
Did you have a shelter for him?
Oh, yes.
What was the shelter called?
I have no recollection, just barn.
When you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year, you call that the...
Second cutting.
What do you call the grass that's left over on the ground? Then dry grass?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear of aftermath and latter math? And a long time ago, back before the days of really baling hay, and they'd cut the hay and they'd let it dry, and then they'd rake it up in little piles.
Mm-hmm.
What did they call those little piles that they'd have?
Rick, I believe. Hay rick.
Okay. How big was the rick?
Well, just a pan. It could be bigger than this room. And cattle would graze on it all winter, you know.
How would you make a rick?
Just by hand, with a pitching it up and just building it on up.
What if you took a pole and set it down the middle?
I've seen them that way. I don't know what the pole was for, though.
What about a haystack?
Yeah, that's the same thing.
The same thing as a rick?
Yeah.
Which would you call it?
Haystack. That's the most familiar name.
What about a... If they take four poles and maybe a sliding roof on them. Did you ever see anything like that? And the upper part of the barn where you could put the hay.
Well, it's called a loft.
And